This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. The midterm elections are three Tuesdays from now. Count them. The Delaware Valley is home to some critical battles for control of Congress. Joining me to peer across the battlefield this morning is WHYY's senior reporter, Dave Davies. Hello.
Good morning, Jen.
Dave, it seems the marquee fight every 2 years is the congressional race in that swing district, the first district in Bucks County. Is that where the action is again?
Yeah, this is an interesting race. You have two candidates with long ties to the district who've spent a lot of their careers elsewhere. The incumbent is Republican Brian Fitzpatrick, who was an FBI agent in California, came back 2 years ago to win the seat that his brother Mike was giving up. The Democrat is Scott Wallace, a man with a lot of family wealth and some political ancestry. It's interesting. His grandfather was Henry Wallace, a vice president to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who ran an independent campaign for president as a socialist in 1948. Wallace has spent years running a family foundation. He's moved back to the area to run for Congress.
And there are plenty of ads in this race. Are there issues being raised in the ads?
It's interesting. You know, the Republicans are not running on the economy or the tax cut package. That's a trend we've seen nationally. They are spending a lot of effort attacking Wallace as a dangerous leftist radical. They've pored over the grants that his family foundation made for 20 years and have found some that are controversial. A lot of these allegations are exaggerated. In one case, just not true.
Who's talking about things that affect voters, like health care?
Well, the Democrats really are. Here's an ad from the National Democratic Party attacking the incumbent Republican Fitzpatrick.
You have a pre-existing condition. Brian Fitzpatrick sold you out. Brian Fitzpatrick sided with Donald Trump and the insurance industry. He voted against protecting people with pre-existing conditions three separate times.
Now, the Republicans know this issue of pre-existing conditions matters, so here's a Fitzpatrick ad he comes back with featuring his mother.
During my battle with breast cancer, Brian never left my side. Brian understands what health care means to families. He protected people with pre-existing conditions and stood up to his own party. Right, Brian?
Right, Mom. I'm Brian Fitzpatrick, and I approve this message because we should all be listening to our moms.
Maybe it's just the early hour, or it's just very confusing to me. One ad says he voted against protecting people with pre-existing conditions. The other says he protected them. Who's right?
Well, this is the world of political advertising, right, Jen? There are thousands of votes in Congress. The Washington Post took a look at this and said, look, the votes that the Democrats cite were minor procedural votes, didn't matter very much. But on the roll call that really counted, Fitzpatrick voted against the Republican bill to repeal Obamacare, citing the need to protect patients and showing some independence from President Trump. We should note that he did vote for the Trump tax plan, which Democrats say is a giveaway to the wealthy.
Dave, given partisan divide in this country and strong feelings about President Trump, will party identification matter more than who the person is, who the candidate is?
There's some evidence it will. The most recent Franklin and Marshall poll found a large number of voters prepared to pull party line ballots or saying they'll be motivated by their anger at or support for President Trump. Brian Fitzpatrick can make a case. He's a moderate who considers every issue on its merit. But what I hear Democrats say is, you know, it doesn't matter if you have a Republican who'll support gun control, for example, because they're going to vote for a Republican as Speaker of the House who will keep those measures from coming to a vote and who will leave Devin Nunes in control of the House Intelligence Committee, for example, so it attacks the FBI, undermines the Mueller probe. And in this climate, maybe party matters just a little more. I think what you'll see is millions of ad dollars targeted at a band of moderate and independent voters who might be persuaded to abandon party and vote for somebody they like or somebody they fear.
What about other races? Isn't this still the year of the woman?
Yeah, I think this will be the story of the year, in Pennsylvania at least. In Montgomery, Delaware, and Chester County, suburban counties around Philadelphia, three progressive Democratic women, Madeline Dean, Mary Gay Scanlon, and Chrissy Houlihan, running in redrawn districts, appear headed for victories. There are Republican candidates there that are making an effort, but they are underfunded because local and national donors just don't see them as winnable.
What about in the Allentown district that was home to Charlie Dent, who did not run again? He was known nationally as a moderate Republican.
Yeah, in this case, it seems another Democratic woman, Susan Wild, has the edge there. The Republican is a county commissioner and a former Olympic cyclist who won a gold medal named Marty Nothstein. But he was hit in August with a newspaper story about an unspecified allegation of past sexual misconduct. It seems to have gone nowhere. but it froze his fundraising, and he is running uphill. You know, just those races we've described involving these Democratic women would give Democrats three previously Republican-held seats in Pennsylvania. That's not counting the Fitzpatrick seat in Bucks County, which is a battle. And there are districts in play elsewhere in the state.
All right. Senior reporter Dave Davies, let's talk again soon.
We will. Thanks, Jen.
Dave is on the radio. He is also online. Subscribe to his newsletter at whyy.org/newsletter. It's called Campaign Countdown.